USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Job creation in May was much weaker than expected. Non-farm payroll jobs were only 75,000 last month, far below the 180,000 that economists were projecting, and even further away from April's 224,000 jobs. Mark Vintner is an economist with Wells Fargo, and he believes things are just slowing back down.
I mean, that's the big takeaway. The economy has lost momentum, and I think that what that means for Wall Street is that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates this year.
Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is reacting after a Russian warship nearly collided with a U.S. Navy vessel. He says they're going to launch a formal protest over the incident with the Russian Navy.
The news of this morning is beyond disappointing. You know, the unsafe, unprofessional acts certainly put our men and women at risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hotshot firefighter crews across Montana are joining Canadian crews to help them beat back wildfires that have erupted in Alberta, Canada. About 700,000 acres have already burned, forcing the evacuations of over 10,000 people. Hotshot firefighters are specially trained in wildfire suppression. A Denver, Colorado couple claims they fell ill at the same Dominican Republic resort where three Americans died just 5 days apart last month. Kaylin Krall says her and her boyfriend visited the resort and became sick after saying no to a timeshare. She explains to ABC News her symptoms.
We were drooling excessively. My eyes would not stop watering. That night, we both woke up soaked in sweat at like 4 a.m. I was having the worst intestinal cramping I've ever experienced. It felt like a chainsaw going through my gut. And kind of terrified, we booked a flight home before the sun came up.
Krull's doctor believes she was experiencing poisoning from insecticides. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The FCC recently passed a bill allowing phone carriers to develop a new call blocking tool and make it illegal for phone companies to block unwanted calls. FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai joined Fox News and says robocalls are the main issue people complain about.
These calls not only harass their consumers, they also have a big impact on the networks themselves. If you're handling all these billions of robocalls, you're spending time transferring those calls, handling consumer complaints about those calls. It's a huge hassle for everybody involved.
Just how big of a deal are robocalls? Tech expert Brett Larson says,
we're getting billions of these robocalls. It is literally the most complained about thing to the Federal Trade Commission.
Really?
Yeah, it's literally over 60 billion robocalls in a year. I believe that's what we got last year.
Larson was speaking there on Fox News. The NBA has punished a Golden State Warriors investor and board member after an incident in Game 3 of the playoffs with the Raptors. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Lowry goes diving into the stands. He's upset with a fan.
Kyle Lowry of the Toronto Raptors was shoved by a fan after landing on some courtside seats. The fan was Mark Stevens, the Silicon Valley billionaire who also happens to own a small portion of the Golden State Warriors. The NBA reacted quickly. Stevens has been fined $500,000 and he's been banned from attending any NBA games for a year.
Stevens did release a statement apologizing for his actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.